The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, sticking with knitwear and all things cosy, Rory and Marie Therese are part of a large craft tradition in Ireland. Dave McArdle has been catching up with others in the craft world.
I'd know by looking at a sheepskin what age it was. It's like a dark art.
Derek McCarthy, Irish Hide Designs.
I see a sheepskin, I like it. So then I put, say, well, that would be lovely on a seat as a throw.
From a small shop on the main street in Dingle, he makes custom-made cowhide and sheepskin products and ships worldwide.
So I'm a hide and sheepskin merchant. That was my background. So I used to buy and collect abattoirs. We're going to abattoirs, we collect the hides and skins, the fifth quarter. That's what the butchers used to call it. And there was money in that now at one time.
A disappearing business forced Derek to change tack.
I saw the guys selecting the sheepskins to make shearling coats. And I said, geez, we knew this is a high-end product. Could we not do it ourselves and sell online ourselves?
5 years on from that pivot, taken at age 60, Derek couldn't be happier.
Well, I have a rug out there just in the hall there now, and it's made from 10 sheepskins. I'll have to show it to you.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, it's here. They're white lambskins. If you can see the back of it, it's stitched together. So you're joining sheepskins by that little sewing machine that I have. And you just put the two sheepskins together and it overlaps them. It's stronger than the skin. I did join four together, but now I put 10 together. So you have something like this. Like, can you see that? And the fall of that is, like, that's a carpet. Or, you know, and it would be it's like a big polar bear. You can't get more natural than a sheepskin. I'd say back in the cave days, they were using fire and a sheepskin or some sort of skin for coziness in a cave. Think about it. So it conjures up the same primitive feelings in people indoors. It's that kind of a gig we're going back to, like.
The contrast of Derek's current life from his old life is not lost on him.
I never thought I'd be making cushions. I spent all my life on the phone. You know, it's just a different world and very enjoyable, actually. How are you feeling? You're feeling cosy.
Well, I wish you could feel the beauty here now because it feels, it's extremely, extremely soft. It feels almost like velvet.
Dervla Arthurs is CEO of Snuggabugs, cosy shoes designed to stay on little feet. As a mother of three, she remembers exactly where the inspiration for the business struck.
After a very cold walk with my son, Max, around this time, he was 6 months old in January, in the baby carrier, we were on Killiney Hill, and I looked down to see his two socks had disappeared yet again. And he was in the baby carrier and he was absolutely freezing cold. And at that point, I decided, right, that is it. I am designing something that actually stays in their feet. Like, I remember my mom saying, you know, oh God, when you were young, we just put tights on you. I love being able to create a product from scratch, from nothing, and then actually see the idea come to life. I love the design part of it.
It suited a lot of the farmers because the dark nights, they sat in the shed and some of them were in a shed with the cows beside them. The loom went up wherever there was space.
Michael Doherty, son of hand weaver Eddie.
There was one guy who used to do a bit of weaving for us there, and he would have the cows beside him and he'd be weaving away in the
weaving
cows
away.
and all the one buyer.
I'm Eddie Doherty and I'm a hand weaver from Ardra, County Donegal, and I've been weaving for up to 69 years now.
Known as the home of Donegal tweed, Eddie began weaving in Ardra in the 50s.
Mostly farmers that time would be part-time workers for the likes of making these for McGee's at Donegal and that. They would be given the thread and they would have to come back then with the piece of tweed to be examined. You were talking that time, there was no vehicles, no cars or anything about the town. They were taking in donkey carts or horse carts and that kind of stuff.
He starts off with a ball of thread.
And there'll be a kilo weight in every one.
That's when the loom's set up now.
It has to be
warped and threaded through the loom.
Before I'm weaving, it's a full day's work for that 37 metres.
He's clear on the key skills needed to be a good, fast and profitable weaver.
Coordination and rhythm. When I went into a factory in Molloy's, there was two sheds. There were seven in one and there were four in the other. When the loom would start, you would know which man with your eyes closed who was weaving. Different sound. The speed of the shuttle and the changing of the bobbin, the shuttle, that was where you got your speed. and you're better pay at the end of the week. Oh, they're nice, soft feeling on the rugs. They're nice, soft feeling. Yeah.
Warm.
If you're waiting on somebody's doing a bit of shopping and you have a wee rug there, it's easy thrown around your knees and it'll keep you a lot warm.
I left the house there and the wee fella sitting on the couch with one round him, keeping himself nice and cosy leaving the house, so it's all good.
Irish people tend to spend around a third of their life in bed. What's the point of spending a third of your life sleeping in plastic or oil when we have the alternative here grown in Ireland in Irish wool?
Kevin Dooley, Managing Director of Dooley's Wool.
We're a family-run business here at the foothill of the Schlieblum Mountains. Since 2022, we've started to take Irish wool and we're putting it into Irish wool bedding, like so pillows, duvets, mattress toppers and bed blankets. It's actually a no-brainer when you think out loud what's happening here. We're importing synthetic, but we're actually growing this magic fibre on our island. The beauty of wool is it's naturally temperature regulating. So you can imagine if you're lying on a couch or if you're lying in bed and you have a wool, 100% wool duvet, wool will naturally regulate your temperature. You go back 40 years ago, the houses hadn't got underfloor heating. They were barely insulated. And those wool blankets kept every household in Ireland warm. Basically, what we're doing is probably just going back to the future. You know, is it a craft product? Yeah, it probably is. It's unique. The wool from the Trows goes to Donegal Yarn. They spin it and dye it. And then they move the wool up to McGee's and they weave the blankets for us. You know what I mean? So they're manufactured in Ireland. And it's another feather in your cap if you can say that your product is made in Ireland.
No matter how snuggly, warm, cosy, or indeed no-brainer your business idea or product may be, you still need to find a customer that's prepared to pay for it. For Derek McCarthy, being on the main street in Dingle occasionally throws up a rewarding opportunity.
I had one lady actually who was from Montana. She had a daughter with her and they liked it. She bought a couple of €1,000 worth of stuff straight away. But she wanted one particular rug. And she said, I want to bring that with me on the plane. There was a lovely kind of a duffel bag up on the shelf. Give me that, she said. I said, that's €400. Yeah, that's grand. And she walked out the door with the bag as well. Like, you know, when you make something, and it's not about the money, you're happy. It's great to get paid, but if somebody comes in and they actually like what you're just after making and are prepared to pay good money for it, that's unbelievable fun, you know what I mean?
Dave McArdle reporting there.